Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Alyssa. May I please have the email to locate your account, please?
I don't know if you guys have our email, but it's mustang67yellow@aol.com.
All right. All right. Can you repeat that for me again, ma'am? And spell that out for me, too?
MUSTANG, the number, 67, yellow, YELLOW, @AOL.com.
Let's see. No, ma'am. We do not have no results for you.
Anything under the name of the last name of Salerno, S-A-L-E-R-N-O.
We have a lot, like two of them.
Okay. Is one Joseph?
No, ma'am.
Is one Betty?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Now, you guys don't have anything. But I got a delivery, which I'm on a automatic every 2 months. Okay, so let me see. Is this Omex Health that I've called?
Yes, Omex Health.
Okay, 41 Canal Street.
All right, let's see.
No, that's the address of Omex.
Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
I'm reading off of a statement that came with my order. Now, you're the second person that I've had to talk to today. I don't understand why you cannot find us, considering that we receive the same stuff every 2 months. And the last person I talked to was supposed to connect me to a supervisor, which the person let me wait. So, I don't know what the problem is, but I am reading everything to you.
Okay.
So tell me why you can't find us.
Well, basically, ma'am, when I have researched you, what you provide me is the email. It still not locate your account. Not only that, I try to look it up by the last name that you provide. It didn't even locate that account either.
Okay. I got a statement from you. It says, Omex Health, ship to Joseph Salerno, our address. How did you guys get that?
Okay, let's try the full name of that, ma'am.
Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H.
P-H. J-O-S. E-P-H.
Right. Salerno. S-A-L-E-R-N-O.
Okay. Joseph on. Let's see if this is it. This is Scenario, as in G-E-I-R-D-O. Scenario.
That ain't us.
Larry, Mike, Joseph. A-N-T-O-N, Joseph.
No.
No, ma'am. Know. No, it's not pulling any results.
Okay, so you guys sent me something. But you have no address for me.
That's not true either.
Omex Health. This has order info, order date, a GLF number, a ship date, an order ID, which he told me that the order ID is too long.
Okay. Rick, do you have the order ID number?
Well, there's an an order. Yeah, I can give it to you. She said it's too long. The order ID that's reading on here is 143-0779-236-448-C as in Charles, T as in Thomas, Y as in yellow, 007.
Yes, ma'am, that is too long. It's not pulling up. Okay.
You know, the thing about this is I called last month. Let me see. I swear to God, I don't. So tell me what I do here.
Okay, even though
you guys
they
made a shipment. Let's see, the last shipment you sent to us was on July 9th. July 9th, because at that point, I told them I wanted to change something. But you're telling me I don't exist. Now, this number I'm calling you under is, I don't even know which numbers you guys have.
Okay. So what I am going to do, ma'am, I am going to send this to customers, the supervisor department, and they will answer for you because we do have a lot this morning now. So there's no point in you holding that long. But now I'm going to send you to that department to see if they can help you out, ma'am, because on our end, I just can't locate your account, and I apologize on that end, okay, ma'am?
Okay. How long are you going to put me on hold for? Because
not long. I'm about to transfer you right now as we're speaking.
Okay, because the last person was transferring me to someone they never picked up.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And I apologize on that, ma'am. Let's see.
I don't understand how OMAX can send me something, but it's not you guys. I swear to God. I mean, how did you guys get my info? Keep sending me stuff? And my account gets charged.
Okay, hold on one moment, please.
Okay.
Because I'm going to transfer you as we're speaking, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
What's the GLF number?
You said GF? GLS number?
G is in George, L is in Larry, F is in Frank.
I would not know, ma'am.
I'm telling you, right at the top of this, it says, this is not a bill. No payment is required. Your order has been shipped complete. Do you guys know what your form looks like when you send out something?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, if you do, then you would know what that is because that's on there. And I'm not trying to give you a hard time, but I've been on the phone for probably close to a half hour just trying to, I mean.
I understand your frustration, ma'am, but I'm just here trying to help you out. I understand your concern, but what I'm doing, I try to look it up, and it's not locating you. So right now, I'm about to transfer you, and I thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. Transferring forward your information forward to the supervisor department. Can you hold one moment, please, while I'm about to transfer you?
Okay.